Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you about some serious issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household... Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Or are the chances?
I will definitely vote. Unless I'm dead, I'm definitely voting.
Yeah, well, let's hope we live. Let's pray you still be alive. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample and make sure that we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
I'm 68.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to be sure we represent everybody in your community, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'm white.
Thank you.
Married to an Asian.
Thank you. That's a great combination. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A Democrat. A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Very strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Well, under Joe Biden, I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
The strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Yes, I do.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve. I don't know her well enough to, so I'll just say approve.
Okay, somewhat approve. Should I record that as your answer so we can move on?
Yes.
Okay, now thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or combating threats to our democracy. I know they're all important, but if you have to pick just two of them, which one would you pick?
Well, the abortion rights I would pick, and climate change I would pick.
And, okay, let me see here. Protecting and improving climate change. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion,
okay,
or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Now, the first
okay
one is Joe Kent from 0 to 100. What number?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero. As an idiot.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Mr. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mr. Reichert?
Don't know him.
Okay. And Joe Kent? Oh, you say zero,
you
right?
Say
yeah, sorry.
Zero.
How about Mary Glossenkamp Perez from 0 to 100?
Give her an 80.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
And Joe Biden?
90.
Okay. And Bob Ferguson from 0 to 100?
I don't know him.
Okay. And Republican in Congress? One number?
The Republicans in Congress get a zero.
Okay. And the Democrats in Congress?
I, given the struggles are up against. I'll give them a 70.
A 70. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Maria Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I'd vote for Maria, whatever the rest of that last name is.
Glossenkamp. Okay. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent right now, but what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 24? Is there a fair change that you might support Kent? A small change, just a very slight change, or no change at all, that you might support him for Congress?
I would not. I would rather not vote than vote for him. No, I won't vote for him at all.
So not change at all. Okay. Now, ma'am, no. Next, I'd like to ask you some about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important and their member of Congress. Now, for each one of the following statements, please tell me how important it is to you on the scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 0 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute and you're a member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Now, a small business owner, one number.
Whether that's important to me about the member of Congress?
Yeah, that as a quality or a tribute as a, for your member of Congress. A 0 means it's not at all important tribute or quality?
0.
Okay.
Okay, 0. Yeah.
A small business owner? Okay. 5 means what important? And a 10 is that it's extremely important tribute or quality for him to have. Okay. Now, fighter? For the middle class, from 0 to 10.
That would be 10.
Okay. And someone who will fight to protect our democracy. What number?
That would be a 10.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
Give it a 5.
Okay. And an independent who will oppose the extremists and both parties. From 0 to 10.
Maybe 4.
Okay. And how about someone who shares your values from 0 to 10?
That would be a 10.
Thank you. Now, let's move on. To finish this up, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Glossenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means that is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Now, you may use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Mary Glossenkamp Perez is taken on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
That would be a 10.
Okay. And Marie Glossenkamp Perez is not afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to support the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. How convincing for 0 to 10?
Let's give it a 7.
Okay. And Marie Glossenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for the welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so the young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
Probably about an 8.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress on the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
The Democrat.
Now, I'm going to reach you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kemp. Others will hear statements about the other candidates, but can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kemp for Congress, a 5 means it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kemp for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now,
okay.
We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremes of partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and opposes Biden, the dangerously deteriorated I-5 breach, because he says that will make it, a quote, an Antifa superhighway, unquote.
Oh, God. And, he's such a jerk.
And the Democrats, yeah, it continues, and the Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense.
Yeah.
How?
He's a traitor, son of a bitch. Give him zeros for everything.
How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? Now, we need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Now, 0 means that statement gives you no doubts at all in supporting him. And 5 means that statement gives you some doubts. And a 10, it gives you some serious doubts when it comes to support him. What number?
Well, I guess that'd be 10, right? Because
okay,
I don't support him at all.
Exactly. Now, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has an ally with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming James Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Colt is governor. Now, Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. For 0 to 10.
Well, I guess if 10 is the one that says I absolutely
serious
would not
doubts.
Vote for him, yes.
Right.
Yeah, very serious.
Now, after hearing more about Joe
Kent. I don't need any more. I just hate him.
Understand that. Now, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress? Much less likely to support him? Somewhat less likely or more likely?
Well, can I go less than 0 anyway? Yeah, much more less.
Much less likely.
I would never have supported him. Yeah, I would never have supported him in the first place.
I understand that. Now, given everything you just heard about Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Can you give me one or two reasons? Besides, you know, you're letting me know that you hate him. But
besides the fact that he's completely insane and an extremist?
Okay, he's insane and extremist, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. About any particular reason, like the what he stands for, like anything else?
Well, I mean, he supports the insurrection of January 6th, so he's a traitor.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's finish this up. Okay, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, postgraduate, master?
I don't have a master's, but I have a college degree and a lot of postgraduate bachelor's degree work.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow? I know you told me you're married, right? But I have to read verbatim. Okay.
Yep, I am married.
Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? How do you consider yourself?
I'm very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay, here we go. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much for taking the time to help us, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.